It's cue for a three.
Yeah!
Shoots it at the horn. No good.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
116-150.
Only coming to the top on the line. Grizzlies win it.
Grizzly Sports is brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. Now Grizzly Sports, a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, Dylan Groves, thank you very much. As we come to you from sunny, warm El Dorado, Kansas, about 20 minutes or so from Wichita. Double H here, and welcome to Grizzly Basketball, a rematch for Monday night. And tonight, the location, or today, the location is the power plant at Butler Community College here in El Dorado, Kansas. The 3-2 Butler Grizzlies take on our Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies with a mark of 2-5. These teams played Monday. The Butler team has not played since. Our Grizzlies played on Wednesday night and lost at home to Northeast Oklahoma. So MSU West Plains now with a mark of 2-5 on the year. And we'll be off after today until next Friday. We'll have Friday's Saturday games at home against Mission JV and also against a very good National Park team from Hot Springs, Arkansas. Well, for this basketball game today, playing here against a team averaging 112 points a ball game, you got to get off to a good start. If you get into a deep hole, now we got into a hole the other night in West Plains, got behind by as many, I think it's 22 points, came back, cut it to three by halftime, and ended up winning the game by one. Now you say, well, how'd you get out of that hole against a good team? Well, I'll tell you exactly how. We outscored Butler from the free throw line by 20 and won by one. You can't rely on that formula today. But, you got to be ready to go right from the jump. And it's coming up. You got to get back on defense and pick up their shooters. Don't let them sit there and shoot threes. And get the ball to the rim and get to the free throw line like we did Monday. Alonzo Easterling will jump center for the Grizzlies. And the tip is won by Malachi up ahead, and here's a drive for a layup up and good. Good start as Sean Glass cut down the left side lane. 2-0 as the Grizzlies win the opening tip. Out high, and we'll pick up the starters here as we go. On the low block, they'll curl to the middle, kick it to the right wing to Josiah Kirkwood. Goes to the line, to the lane, fall back, jump shot, three ball, and that's locked in from range. That is Jace Combs from Nixa as he makes the first field goal. Now here comes that full court pressure up ahead. Here's John Glass. Now Malachi Lindsay at the point from Endicott, New York. In the left corner, Cy Green from Springfield, a freshman for the Grizzlies. Butler in his zone, left wing, three ball is up, no good. And tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Grizzlies. It'll be Butler ball. Sean Glass missed the three from the corner. Tyrell Smith, redshirt sophomore, 6'3", from Tampa, Florida, for the Grizzlies. Alonzo Easterling, redshirt freshman, 6'11", from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Sean Glass, 6'1", sophomore, from West Monroe, Louisiana. Malachi Lindsay, 6'3", freshman, from Endicott, New York. Three balls to point, no good. Rebound picked up inside. They'll move it back out to the wing, now to the corner. Jace Combs, left-hand three, is in the air and around and out. And the rebound, Alonzo Easterling. Grizzlies come back. In the left corner, Malachi has the drive to the hoop, stops, pops off the rim, no good. Rebound, fought for, pull down. And back will come Butler, and a foul in the front court as Devin Kerr is cut off on the sideline, and a blocking foul on Tyrell Smith. We played a minute and a half, 3-2, Butler. Now on the wing, Kerr guarded by Alonzo. And now here's Kirkwood, the left point to the right, point to the right corner now. They curl through the Grizzlies, matching up. They'll put it on the deck, move it back outside. Xavier Brown, he's their leading scorer. Now in the left corner, foul away by Kerr, is short, no good. Rebound by the Grizzlies, and it's taken down by Malachi Lindsay. Malachi with the left-hand dribble in the front court to the left sideline. Lob it to the left corner. Alonzo has to come way out to the corner to get the ball. Now he backs down, hooks to the middle, gets bumped on the shot, no good. A lot of body contact, but no foul. Taken down by Butler. That's the point. A catch and shoot for a three, straight on, it's good. Odie Williams. So they've made two field goals, both three-point shots. And now a bad pass out of bounds. Grizzlies on the press, threw it up the right sideline. Malachi's bounce pass hit the sideline, went up the floor, first turnover of the ball game. Early on, 6-2 score. The Butler Grizzlies have lost two games by a grand total of 2 points. Both losses by one. Here's a turn in the middle and a shot no good. Rebound Easterling for the Grizzlies. Off the miss that time by A.J. Pierre-Jerome at 6'8". Just in the lineup. They will sub a lot. Grizzlies will sub a lot in the right corner. Malachi drives in. Hang shoots off the board and good. Good aggressive play. We've got to keep doing that. Keep taking the ball to the basket. Into the right corner. Jerome will launch a three, and that's no good. Rebound Long right back to him. Now Kirkwood for a three in the corner. Good. We give him two shots at it. They'll make one of them. Three field goals. 3-3. Ball tipped out of bounds in the backcourt. He'll stay with the Grizzlies. And Ace Evans will check in for Malachi. So it's a starting five and eight minus Malachi. Now Ace Evans in from Milwaukee, the 6'3 guard. In the backcourt up the middle of the floor now. Desiah breaks it on the drive. Ace it all the way. Lays it up high off the board and good. Desiah Green, good aggressive. Move to the basket. We need to see a lot of that on the right side. Here's a quick three by Kerr. No good. Rebound. And Sean Glass gets it. Up the floor in the middle. Alonzo steps through, puts up a little floater, right-handed, good. Alonzo Easterling getting off the block. Alonzo had a tough night the other night. He had 2 points after scoring 14 against this team on Monday. 9-8 game, Butler on top. Left corner, three ball, no good. Rebound, Jerome has it. Baby Hook partially blocked. Late whistle, foul call on Alonzo Easterling. In the act of shooting. My suspicions about delayed whistles was kind of bared out the other night by a veteran official who said, you're not seeing things. Officials are being encouraged to call like that. First free throw is good. Whereas you'll see a play happen, you'll think, that should have been a foul. And then you count 1,001, then they'll blow the whistle. Sort of waiting to see the outcome of the play, which is not going to make people happy. Here's the next try, and it's good. 2-2 for A.J. Pierre-Jerome. Grizzlies have come out pretty well in the first 4 minutes. We're down by 3, 11-8 in the backcourt. Glass. Green up the right side, Long up the floor. Here's Tyrell, step back, shoot a three ball, and no good. Rebound, Long back to him, picked up, though, by Butler and Niang down the front court. Out front, left sideline. Pull up, they'll shoot the long three from there, no good. Tip, pop four, and there's that size inside. They get the rebound and pull it back out. Actually, their size commiserate to us, but they've got about three big bodies they can throw in there. Right corner, three ball, rims up, no good, and John Glass gets a rebound for the Grizzlies. Up the left side, Josiah Green. Cross-court pass, Tyrell Smith. Lane, ball tip, out of bounds. He'll stay with the Grizzlies and Jalen Heisen in the lineup. We get timeout on the floor with 15:27 to go in the first half. From El Dorado, Kansas, it's Butler 11. MSU West Plains 8, back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hey, this is Maddie. As you get your day going, I am sure you've noticed the morning temperatures are getting cooler and cooler. At Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have everything you need. Heavy flannel, hats and gloves, hoodies, vests, jackets and coats, bib overalls, jeans, outerwear, climate gear, and much more. Stop in today.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
We come back to the power plant at Butler Community College. It'll be Grizzly basketball on the sideline. Javen Barbie in the lineup now for the Grizzlies. Javen, a 6'5", freshman from Tacoma, Washington. Inbound, Ace Evans from Milwaukee for the Grizzlies. Spins to the middle of the lane, kicks it outside. Tyrell has it. Tyrell hands off. Kaylin Heisen over to Ace. Out front. Ace crossover, gets by Brown, takes it in, goes in, got it blocked, got fouled, shoots two with 15:08 to play. In the first half, 11-8 is your score. Butler on top. As the official makes the upside your head call to put Ace Evans at the free throw line. That personal foul call on Gora Nying, and that'll be his first. Shots for Ace Evans, who has been a consistent offensive player for the Grizzlies here early in the season. Ace had 19 in the loss to NEO on Wednesday, and he had 16 against this team on Monday night, so a good week for Ace. Averaged just over 17 a game. Next free throw, no good. Rebound, though. Heisen puts it up and around and good. Jalen Heisen on the offensive glass. Now the front court. Butler lobbed down low, Nying up and around, puts it off the board and good. He just stood there and waited for someone to penetrate, got the pass and laid it in. 13-11. Grizzlies could tie with the two. Now ball locked out of bounds on the near sideline on the exchange between Glass and Evans. Sean tried to shield the ball from the defender because he couldn't touch it again or it would have been a double dribble. Javen Barbie on the inbound, goes back court, gets it to Ace. Clock running, 14:35 to go on a beautiful sunny afternoon in Kansas. Sean Glass on the right sideline, crossover, pull up, 13-footer, back iron, no good. Rebound will be controlled by Butler. They come up the right side with Xavier Brown. Little guard takes it in the lane, pull-up shot, back iron, won't fall, rebound, Goose Blobenfeld in the game for the Grizzlies. Long up the floor, Heisen, tough pass, too high, thrown away, turnover on the Grizzlies. Into the right corner, Xavier Brown, on the wing to the point, put it on the deck, kick it out to the corner, there's that three ball, good. You'd see that one coming, all the way from Pittsburgh, Kansas, Avon Riley. The fourth three made by Butler, 16-11. We're doing a pretty good job controlling the pace of the game so far. Barbie on the baseline, goes in all the way, puts it up, no good, but he got fouled, and he'll shoot two. So these will be the third and fourth attempts for the Grizzlies. A long way to get to the number we shot on Monday night. We shot 43. Javen Barbie from Tacoma, Washington at the line. First try, no good. It's important to not allow these guys to get separation score-wise much if we can help it. 16-11, next free throw by Barbie is around and out. Bad luck, no good. And back the other way they come. With Avon Riley. He shoots another long three. That's partially blocked. Picked up inside. Up and under. Pump fake whistle. Traveled with the basketball. Good defense. Alonzo Easterling trapped him. And Devin Kerr could not get loose or find a way to get a shot off. Backcourt pressure. Javen Barbie with it. In the front court now. Hands to A7. Back over to Javen in the corner. Goose now, back out front. Ace shoots the three from the right point. That's no good. And inside position for Kerr, And he gets the rebound for Butler in the white. In the right corner, catch and shoot. Another three by Riley, no good. Rebound to Malachi Lindsay. This is the pace. They don't really care that they miss. They want the game to be played at this speed. Grizzlies come down and set up their half court. Malachi, backdoor cut, goes in, pump fake, goes up, good, power of the play, and the basket counts, and a great pass by Alonzo Easterling. Popping out to the high post, give and go, Malachi cut to the basket, went in, hung in midair, got contact, made the basket, now a free throw for the Grizzlies. Malachi Lindsay with four, and a chance to make it a two-point game, and he does. That foul on Avon Riley, his first for Butler. They lead at 16-15 with the ball. 12:38 to go in the first half. On the left side, down the key, turnaround, tough shot, fadeaway from 13, no good. Tipped up off the board, no good. Nobody went for the ball hard enough, and the putback is up and in by Jace Combs. Malachi. Lost the ball, got it back. In the paint, pump fake, trap, gets it out to the point. Up fake by Ace. Down the key, pull up, 13-footer, too hard off the board, rebound long, Easterling has it in the corner. Alonzo holds, backs his guy down, works into the lane, all the way from 13 short, and that ball comes off, rolls towards the sideline, picked up. That was not a good possession that time. In the corner, Kerr, spins baseline, goes up, blocked out of bounds by Easterling, it'll stay with Butler. And we'll get a timeout. Media timeout at 11:49 with a score. Butler 18, MSU West Plains 14. Back to El Dorado, Kansas in a minute on KDY.
You weren't built for just getting by at your current job. You were built for success. The Terry L. Bow Pace Advanced Welding and Fabrication Technology Program at Missouri State University West Plains puts you in a high-demand, high-paying career fast. Classes start in January. Enroll now. Get trained. Get certified. Get to work. Call 417-255-7788 or visit wp.missouristate.edu/welding to apply now.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Now, more Grizzly sports action.
Tristan Hankins just in the ball game, and he catches the inbound pass and nails a three from the wing. Now the other end, Damon Barbie fall away shot. Back iron, no good. Tipped over, picked up by Jace Combs, and here come the Butler Grizzlies. Combs at the point, the right wing. Curling over to side Kirkwood to the left side. He'll move it down, step back, shoot another three. No good, way off the mark. Easterly with the rebound. Malachi Lindsay. To Ace Evans, they press off a missed field goal. 21-14, 7-point game. Need to score here. Ace drives, kicks it far side. Goose wide open with a three, and it's good. Gustav Globenfeld with the three ball for the Grizzlies. That was needed. 21-17, now three at the other end. No good. And the rebound. Malachi Lindsay comes up with it. Here we go the other way. Three on two. Beat it up ahead. Pass deflected. Picked up by Goose. Circles out to the corner. Double team pass inside. Bad pass. Stolen. Butler back two on one. Beat it across. Pump fake. Kerr lays it up and good. And now, turnover. Grizzlies threw the ball in against the press, threw it back toward Ace, went over his head and out of bounds. This is a tenuous time. It's 6 points, but you get the feeling we just can't keep turning the ball over, that's for sure. Four now in the first 10 minutes. Xavier Brown will throw the ball in for Butler in the far right corner of the court. In the front court. Inbound play. They'll lob it out front. Mari Jones in the lineup. Wrap around pass inside. Ball up and no good. Late whistle and a foul will be called. And that'll be on Alonzo. He fouled the big guy, Jerome. And he'll go to the line. And that's already two now on Alonzo Easterman. So Jalen Heisen will check in. The shooter, A.J. Pierre Jerome. Free throw good. He's three out of three from the line, the big guy is. Jalen Heisen is in. Had a nice talk with him when we were up in Iowa the other day. Talked about growing up in Trinidad. 6'6" and played soccer. Here's the next try, and it's good. Malachi in the front court. 25-17, 8 points now. Biggest lead of the day. They double team. Bad pass over the top. Threw it away. Try to throw it from one side of the court to the other. That doesn't work. You have to go to the basketball when you got a teammate trapped and he can't do anything. You can't stand there and wave your arms and say, hey, I'm open. That's what happens. 10 minutes in, 25-17 front court. Bounce pass goes inside. Kirkwood lost the ball, stolen. Malachi took it away. Second turnover off the lane. He throws it away. Now over to Kirkwood. Feed it back across. Layup is no good. Dipped up, slapped out, picked up at the elbow. Brown in the paint. Kicked it over. Now Kirkwood. And stepping out of bounds, turnover on Butler on the far sideline. Butler is actually, I think, trying to double-team Malachi when he gets the basketball because they've seen him try to throw the ball over the top this week. That's what they want. Malachi midcourt, lost the ball, take it away, loose basketball stolen back by Tyrell. Team straight turnovers. Tyrell shoots a three from the left point. That's way off the mark. And we're getting a little out of control. Out high right side. Amare Jones down the left wing. Here's a three. No good. Tipped long. Picked up by Sean Glass. They're not shooting real well right now. This is a chance. We need to take advantage of it. Sean Glass at the left side. To the point to Tyrell. They are really pressuring. Sean Glass, out near the timeline on the left side. Gets a high screen. Gets all the way through, all the way. High layup is off the board. No good. And is taken down by Xavier Brown up the right sideline. To the point, Kirkwood. Down the lane, cut off by Lindsay. On the left wing. Open for the three, and it's no good. Long rebound. Nobody went after it. Picked up at the point. Kirkwood for a three. That's no good. Long rebound. They got it again. Now it's loose on the deck and a foul. Josiah Green diving for the loose ball. And he'll get called for a foul. Those threes create long rebounds a lot of the time. And that was the case there. We got down on the floor after the ball finally, but the Butler player had it underneath him and Josiah just belly flopped him. Back to play. Trying to make it 10. Here's the drive down the right side of the key, up and in by Tim Walker, just in the ball game. Walker is a 6'3 guard from Maryland. Front court Grizzlies with it, down by 10. 27-17, be a good time for a Grizzly run here. Damani Barley shoots a three. That ball is off the glass and good. Damani banks one in from 3-point range. Monty Barley with his first basket. That was helpful, 27-20. Xavier Brown, right elbow, works his way down underneath and goes up and lays it in. That was too easy. Now double team backcourt. Pass over the top, the side, touch pass over, 2-on-1 break. Here's Glass to the runner with the right hand up and good from 8 feet away. Down the middle of the lane, Sean Glass with four. 29-22. Now in the paint the other way. Walker goes up with the shot. Left-handed, good. Walker cutting right to left with the left hand, has four. Pace of this game is not good. Blaine Harris gets it front court to Damani. Now Sean Glass will hold out front. Eric Nitsche, the head coach of Butler County. He's done a good job here in the left corner. Here's a shot. Harris blocked. by Walker, who closed out quickly and blocked the shot. And now, hesitation, round to the corner. To the left wing, catch and shoot three ball, no good. Rebound is going to be caught by Heisen. Grizzlies come back up the right side. Here's Desiah, goes up with the left hand, no good, but he got fouled. He'll shoot two. 31-22, 6:46 to play in the half. Media timeout. Grizzlies down 9, shooting free throws at El Dorado, Kansas. Butler 31, MSU West Plains 22. Back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Fall is here, and at Don's Auto Service, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the door. Don's Auto Service makes sure their expert staff gets you the best and most qualified information on your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered and are ready to get your vehicle ready for the upcoming winter months.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
6 minutes, 46 seconds to go in the first half. El Dorado, Kansas, where the Grizzlies trail Butler 31-22 in the Monday rematch. MSU West Plains won that game Monday night in regulation 116-115. They have a string hanging off the bottom of the net here at the Grizzlies defensive end. They needed to trim that. They couldn't find the ladder, so Alonzo Easterling just stood there on his tiptoes and cut it for him. Service provided by MSU West Point. Here's Desiah Green, the Parkview freshman from Springfield. His folks are here. They are a basketball family now. First free throw, no good by Desiah. With one more to follow. Could make it an 8-point game here. The Grizzlies with Sean Glass, Damani Barley, Desiah Green, and the next one, no good. 0-for-2. Blaine Harris and Javen Barbie round out the 5. Down the key, leaning in, fall away now by Walker is good. He's a good scorer. He has 6. 33-22. David, front court. Desiah, they cut him off. Nice drives to key. Puts up the layup on the drive. Good. He is a strong player with the ball, Desiah Green. 33-24, Butler. Left point. Blaine Harris running, tips it away, knocks it away. Great defense by Blaine. Blaine was running the bigger player, A.J. Pierre-Jerome, who is 6'8". And they tried to throw over the top. He tipped the pass and then banked it off Jerome. Grizzly basketball. Double team, and they throw it away on the press. Put it up and in. Off the turnover by Amari Jones. Damani in the front court to the baseline. In the corner, a 30 by Glass. No good. And they're getting all the rebounds. And that one pulled down by Chase, by Walker. Down the front court. Free throw line. They'll hand it off. Walker with it. Passover stole it away to Monty Barley. And he has it knocked away. Out of bounds. It'll be off Butler. Turnover on Butler. We need to get back to, if we don't have that open 3-point look, we need to get back to getting that ball to the rim. Get some fouls on these cats. For Grizzlies, I guess. Here we go with A7s up the right sideline. He has the bounce on the right side, gets a high screen, avoids the double team, skip past left corner. Desiah's got a 3, and it's good. Desiah Green. He's feeling pretty good right now. He's got seven. Crossover in the lane, Walker. Hand check, holding foul on Blaine Harris to stop the clock. 5:11 to play in the half. We're kind of hanging in there. 35-27. Our start was not bad. That was the one thing that I was most concerned with. If we got off to a bad start like we did Wednesday night, you get behind 9-2 against these guys, that's a hole you don't want to be in. But right now we're down by 8. Inbound in the right corner. Into the lane. They'll stop the dribble. Back out to the right wing. Xavier Brown steps through, leans in, shoots, blocked from behind, off down the bounds, turnover on Butler. Good defense as Damani Barley reached over the top and got a hand on that shot, blocked it off of Xavier Brown. Inbound play, Damani in the corner. Up the left side, feeds it back to Sonia, up the right side now. Ace Evans with it. Ace Evans crossover, spins to the middle, goes up left hand, reverses good. Boy, he is talented. With the ball in his hand, Ace Evans now has 3, and it's 35-29. Out front, bounce pass left corner. Xavier Brown up fake, drives the baseline. Goes in, wrap around to the far side. Now on the right wing. Here's an open three, and it's no good. Barley over the back, ball lost. Rebounded by Desiah. His bounce pass was kicked. Picked up by Butler. And now the shot from the side. No good. Rebound put back. Blocked by Blaine Harris. And a late whistle and a foul on the Grizzlies. That was a bad break there. That normally would be called a kick ball on that pass by Desiah up the floor, but not the case. So with a 6-point difference, Odie Williams at the line for the Butler Grizzlies. First try, good. He came off the bench Monday night in West Plains, and he was really good. He was very effective. Around the basket, finished the night with 9. Free throw good. And a good defender. 2 out of 2 for Odie Williams. Now in the front court, West Plains. MSU West Plains. Free throw line. Duck down. Good pass. Lay in. Damani Barley. Up and good. Good give and go. Ace saw him out of the corner of his eye. Damani cutting to the basket. That's the kind of ball we need right there. No good on the next shot. Grizzlies rebound. And it'll be picked up eventually by Javen Barbie. Barbie, front court, Damani. Takes it into the lane, feeds it across. Ace goes up, lays it up, no good. Rebound, put back, no good. Butler with it, gonna get back on defense in a hurry. Long pass up ahead, drive, layup is good. Devin Kerr finished at the other end, 39-31. Grizzlies front court. Desiah drives in, body contact, shoots, still good. Got fouled though, and he'll shoot 2 with 3:32 to go in the first half. Butler 39, MSU West Plains 31. And timeout on the court, second foul on Woody Williams as we go to the benches. Media timeout, 3:32 to play in the half, and it's Butler 39, MSU West Plains 31, back in a minute on KDY.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between, it really is so special. And boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
3:32 to go in the first half from El Dorado, Kansas. First free throw, no good by Desiah Green. Second try is good. So Desiah has 8. It's 39-32. Butler down the key. Kirkwood cut off. Now back outside to the left point. Open three is no good. Bricked off the back iron. Tipped out of bounds by Butler. Goes through the Grizzlies. The last missed attempt by Corey Mueller. Just in the ballgame for them. Mueller had 7 off the bench in the first half the other night. Here's the inbound. Malachi Lindsay back in the ballgame. Double team. Wrap around back to Desiah. Up the left side. Skip pass ahead. Sean Glass to the far corner. Tyrell back outside. Malachi down the lane. All the way in. Goes up. Got stripped. Take it away. Here's Kerr the other way. Feed ahead to Kirkwood. All the way in and good. Desiah front court. All the way. Whistle. Drive. And the basket is good, and a foul on the play. Continuation allowed there. Thank you very much. Blocking foul on Josiah Kirkwood. And the basket is good. Yes. I was going to say they signaled good, but didn't put it on the board. Josiah gets the bucket plus a free throw. He's kind of keeping us in the ballgame right now. No one else is really getting off the schneid very much. Desiah Green with a 3-point attempt, and it's no good. Rebound controlled by Kerr for Butler. Back up the right sideline now. Front court, Tim Walker. Out front, Devin Kerr. Guarded by Desiah Green. Crossover goes left, nearly lost it. Got it back. Bounces inside. Kirkwood hook pass across. Midway on the baseline is no good. And the rebound taken down by Sean Glass. That off the miss by Hankins. Down the front court, left side. Three ball by Josiah is no good. Or Josiah. Now pass up ahead on the break. Lay in. Oh, he missed the dunk. Kerr missed the dunk, and the Grizzlies get it back. Thank you very much. Malachi Lindsay in the back court. Goose Blobenfeld on the left side now. John Glass. Left wing, pulls up, shoots a three, no good. And no rebounders. Kirkwood, over the top, curls down the middle, all the way, right-hand layup, he missed it, he short-armed it a little bit. And rebound to Goose. Now to Malachi, up the middle of the floor, under 2 minutes, 1:47 to go in the first half. 41-34. Tyrell. Curls over the middle, down the lane, all the way, lays it up and good. Tyrell at 6'3", elevated, got above the defender, gets his first basket, timeout. 1:35 to play in the half. It'll be a 30-second timeout. With the score, Butler 41, the Grizzlies 36. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
With the big purple grizzly bear emblem at midcourt, we're at the power plant in El Dorado, Kansas. Butler Community College. Full court pressure by the Grizzlies after the timeout. Butler with the ball, and they're up by 5. On the right side, oh, Brown stepped out of bounds as he got the pass. And that's a turnover. Dean Smith's favorite. Jake Sage will check in now for the Grizzlies for Sean Glass with 1:24 to go. Jake Sage, the sophomore from Kickapoo High School in Springfield. Inbound play. Jake comes to the basketball like a good player does. Gives it over now. Ace Evans with it. Ace in the front court. On the wing, Malachi. Back out to Ace. They'll move it the other way a little bit. Now at the point, Ace. Dribbles through, lost the ball, fumbled, picked off. Too much dribbling. Now on the left side, left corner. Open, here's Brown for a three, no good. Nying in the ball game, the big kid with a rebound for Butler. He'll turn, face, shoot, no good. And rebound taken away by Butler again in the lane. Fall away right hand off the back iron, no good. They just come flying in there. That's going to be finally a foul over the back on Butler. Nying went over the back of about three people coming for that rebound. So we'll walk to the other end and shoot. A 1-1. Jalen Heisen will go to the line for the Grizzlies. We got a ton of good kids on this basketball team. Jalen Heisen is right there at the very top. Fun to talk to. Nice personality. Free throw is good. Being from Trinidad, I asked him how he thought about wintertime around here. Not much. Here's the next one. Good. Jalen makes it a three-point game. We were down by three Monday night at the half. Here's Brown down the key, right, and runner high off the board and good. That's a nice move. Xavier Brown, second field goal. He's their leading scorer. Jake Sage in the backcourt now. Shot clock still on. 3 second difference. Malachi on the right side. 17 on shot clock. That's 2 second difference, it would appear. Malachi with 10 on the clock. In the lane, Malachi turns. Fade away, 13 footer. Back iron won't go. Gets long, loose, and picked up by Butler. And now we'll get a tie-up, and that's the end of the half. Good first half basketball. The Grizzlies find themselves down by 5 on the road at Butler Community College, 43-38. Grizzly halftime brought to you by Missouri State University, West New Beginnings, and Endless Possibilities. Grizzly halftime is next in 3 minutes on KDY.
Why wait years to start a career when you can get job ready fast? The Terry Elbow Pace Advanced Welding and Fabrication Technology Program at Missouri State University West Plains puts you on the fast track to a high demand, high paying career. Get trained, get certified, get to work. But spots are limited and filling fast. Call 417-255-7788 or visit wp.missouristate.edu/welding to apply now.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Steel deals are here at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Hi, this is Garrett. It's yard cleanup time and Steel has you covered. Save $50 on a BR-800C steel backpack blower, now only $699.99. Or save $50 on the steel BR-800X backpack blower, now only $599.99. All this and much more going on now with our Steel Deals promotion at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, kids' craft days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH podiatry as well as OZH orthopedic and spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Time for Grizzly Halftime.
Brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities. Grizzly Sports continues now.
We're at the half. We're in El Dorado, Kansas, Butler Community College, where Butler leads the MSU West Plains Grizzlies at halftime by a score of 43-38. Here was the scoring from the first half. First of all, for MSU West Plains, down by just five. Going down the line, Tyrell Smith with 2 points, Alonzo Easterling with two, a little bit of foul trouble. John Glass with four, Malachi Lindsay with five. Josiah Green had a good first half at 10 points. Ace Evans had three, Goose Robinfeld had three, and Bonnie Barley with five, Dalen Heisen with four, and the Grizzlies in the first half committed 9 turnovers. We shot 11 free throws in the first half and didn't do great. 5 out of 11. The Butler Grizzlies, we'll see how they did in the first half. Kirkwood with 5. Devin Kerr with 4. Avon Riley with 3. Odie Williams 5. 6 with him. Walker off the bench. 4 for Xavier Brown. 3 for Tristan Hankins. Jace Collins with 5. Dora Nying with 2. A.J. Pierre-Jerome with 4. And Amari Jones with 2. Butler was 6 out of 6 at the free throw line in the first half. And 3-point shooting was going to be a concern because they can make them quick, fast, and in a hurry. In the first half, the Grizzlies had 3 threes, and Butler had 5. Halftime, 43-38, Grizzly halftime in El Dorado, Kansas, continues in 3 minutes on KDY.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Half Star Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
KDY 24/7 weather.
In the Weather Center for a Saturday, Double H with your update, and we keep right on keeping on with this crazy nice November weather. Today, the high at 78 with wind gusts at 22. Overnight low tonight with clear skies, 47. And tomorrow, a nice day, maybe not as warm though. Sunshine with a high, 67 degrees.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast. And that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Fall is here, and at Don's Auto Service, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the door. Don's Auto Service makes sure their expert staff gets you the best and most qualified information on your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered and are ready to get your vehicle ready for the upcoming winter months.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
It's that time of year. Hi, this is Garrett. Time for Steel Deals. Get a Steel BGA 60 blower set, now only $299. And pair it up with a Steel MSA 170C chainsaw set, now only $399.99. Plus, both come with a free extra AK-30S battery valued at $175. All this and much more going on now with our Steel Deals promotion at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Certainly a day that you ought to be outside, but we're inside for a little while. Then we'll be in a bus for the next 6 hours, but that's all right. We'll be headed back home when this one is done, and this one is still a good ball game at halftime, 43-38. And as we look at the list of things mentioned as we got started today, three things on the list to watch for as this game got started. Number one, the Grizzlies needed to be ready to play, and they were ready to play. So we got off to a pretty decent start. That was a big, big item. So check that one off the list. We were fine there. Number two was get back on defense, and mainly when you get back on defense with a team like this, that means getting back and picking up their shooters. When you get back, your initial reaction is always to guard the rim. Get back and guard the rim. But teams like Butler, they'll run straight to the three-point line. And they come down fast, and they can shoot the open three-point shot a lot by doing that. But that has not been a big factor so far. Butler has made a few. They've made five in the first half. Well, the Grizzlies have made three. Again, the Grizzlies in the first half Monday night from the free throw line scored 13 points. And here at the half of this game, we have scored five. That's an 8-point difference, and the Grizzlies are down by five at the half. And coming up on Friday, we'll have basketball at the Civic Center. In fact, the only basketball we really have for the next few weeks will be on Friday and Saturday night at the Civic Center. Next Friday and Saturday night, we'll be on hand for the game Friday between the Grizzlies and Mission JV. And then on Saturday, the Grizzlies will play National Park College from Hot Springs, Arkansas. National Park College won the national championship in Division II basketball 2 years ago. And though they were Division II, and I went to the national tournament that year, National Park College had the best team I saw all season long that year. And they're good again right now, and we'll get an eyeful of them coming up a week from tonight at the Civic Center. And then we'll get another 6 days off, and we'll be at home with two more games on Friday night. Two good ones against Morton College Panthers. And then on Saturday night, we'll play Coach Hunter and the North Ark Pioneers. That's actually a 4 o'clock game, by the way. That's a 4 o'clock game 2 weeks from today. We're at the power plant. The second half is about ready to start. And the Grizzlies get it going quick and make this a contest on the road. They're in a good spot right now, down by 5, 43-38. We'll come back with the second half next on Hot Country KDY.
Dear employer, My name is Phil Martin.
My name is Michael Roskovich.
Ronaldo Bird.
Zach Dizer.
I am writing to express my excitement at the opportunity to join your team.
As someone on the spectrum,
I may communicate in ways that are different from what you are used to.
I possess a unique set of skills
that sets me apart from other candidates.
Thank you for your consideration.
An autistic, inclusive workplace is good for business. It's time to make a change. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/win.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now more Grizzly sports action.
Second half, ready to go from El Dorado, Kansas, Butler Community College, and Butler has the ball to start the half up 5:43-38. Grizzlies on defense. On the left side, Kerr for Butler. Back out to the right point. Jace Combs to the right wing. Xavier Brown back to Combs for Butler. Grizzlies in the zone, in the lane, spinning in, right hand off the board. Odie Williams up and good. Good offensive half court set this time. 45-38. Desiah Green over the timeline. Desiah takes it in, steps through, puts it high off the board. No good, but he got fouled by Jace Combs. Those two have played against each other before. Jace Combs with a foul. They played each other in high school when Desiah was at Parkview. And Jace Combs was a star for the Knicks of Eagles. Here's the free throw. First try, good. That's a good thing if you could make both these free throws, kind of get things, make things feel more settled. And the next one is good. Messiah Green has 12. 45-40. Kerr crosses over in the lane, moves it back now to Williams to the point. Jace Combs with a three, good. Combs has 8. Full court pressure again. Malachi Lindsey, 48-40. Doesn't matter if it's 2 or 3. You just need a basket here. Just need a bucket. Malachi nearly traveled. Bounce, terrible bounce pass over to Alonzo Stolen. Back to the other end. Pump fake. Brown lays it up and good. That's just a really careless turnover. That is turnover number 10 on the Grizzlies. Grizzlies come back quick in the lane. Here's a layup by Desiah. Malachi. Malachi gets it. Puts it back up and in for the bucket. And Malachi now has 6 points. Shot for 3. No good. 50-42. Grizzly basketball. Malachi keeps the dribble. Double team. Throws way over the top. Far left corner. Tyrell with a 3. No good. Rebound. Put back. No good by Sean Glass, who caught it in midair. Tried to put it back in, but couldn't get it to go. Now in the front court, Xavier Brown, X-Man to the point. Long 3 by Combs. Good. Maybe time. Think about another timeout. Down the key, here's Sean Glass. He'll take it strong to the basket, puts it up and in. And Xavier Brown tried to get a charge and didn't get it. 53-42. It's 11. Now in the lane. Here's Kirkwood going up. No good. Late whistle and foul on the Grizzlies. And that'll be Malachi Lindsay in his first shot. We'll get the media timeout coming up here in about a minute and a half. As Butler will sub in a couple of players, Avon Riley and Tristan Hankins. A couple of kids that can score. Free throw by Kirkwood is good. So Butler will sub out. They'll get Tim Walker back in the ball game. We'll get Jerome back in the ball game. And the free throw again is good by Josiah Kirkwood. So 55-44. Tyrell in the backcourt, inbound in the corner, A7. Over the top to Sean, middle, or he'll attack 3-on-2. Sean all the way, kicks it far left side. Alonzo takes the shot, takes it to the middle of the floor. Goes up with a shot, got fouled, and that'll be on Butler in the act of shooting. A.J. Pierre-Jerome with his first foul. Alonzo caught the ball in the far left corner and drove to his right into the lane, started backing him down, turned baby hook shot, got him on the elbow. He'll shoot two. Alonzo, just 2 points today. Here's the free throw. Good. So good in the Monday win against this team as he finished the night with 18 points and was 4 out of 5 from the line. Next try, it is good. Alonzo Easterly makes it a 9-point game, 55-46. Down the key all the way. Right hand runner is good as they got around the defense too easy that time. That was Tristan Hankins. Shooting one high off the glass. Now the other end 2-on-1. Here's a drive. No good. Rebound Alonzo between three players. Bounces right hand baby hook is good. Alonzo Easterly. He gets it that deep. He's tough. He's got six. 57-48. Hankins curls over the top. Chops outside. Now to Walker. To the right elbow. Back to the other direction. Underneath, up and under shot. No good. Got his own board. Outside left elbow. Open jumper for a two is around and out. Tip long, picked up, and the Grizzlies had it, lost it, picked it back up, and down the right corner. Mueller for a three. That's no good. And the ball picked up by Ace Evans. Here comes Ace on the dribble. And he has it stolen. Take it away, back the other direction. Feed it back, ball lost away, last touch by, no, it's going to be off the Grizzlies. Team's great turnovers, and it's just the Barnyard line after a long rain. A little bit sloppy. 57-48, 16:33 to go. Inbound play underneath for Butler. Bounce underneath, good catch. Mueller lays it up and good on a good cut. And now here's the ball nearly stolen in the backcourt on the press. Boy, we are having a devil of a time negotiating this press. Goose Blobenfeld is in. Jalen Heisen is in for the Grizzlies. Inbound, bad pass, stolen back. Here's a shot from the wing for three, and good. That's how you blown out right there. Now another bad pass stolen in the backcourt. They'll kick it on the left side. Another three. It's no good. Rebound to Zaya Green. Has it stolen by Mueller, but he's fouled by Mueller. They've got it going now. And we get a whistle. 62-48. Suddenly a 14-point game. Zaya Green on the inbound play. Sean Glass up the floor, bad pass, but picked up by Goose up ahead, A7th, all the way to the rim. Goes up, laid it up, no good, but he got fouled on the shot. That'll stop the clock. The foul will go on Amari Jones for Butler, and we'll get the timeout on the floor. Here in the second half so far, Butler's outscored us 19-10. They lead it, 15:57 to play, 62-48. Back in a minute on KDY.
You weren't built for just getting by at your current job. You were built for success. The Terry L. Bow Pace Advanced Welding and Fabrication Technology Program at Missouri State University West Plains puts you in a high-demand, high-paying career fast. Classes start in January. Enroll now. Get trained. Get certified. Get to work. Call 417-255-7788 or visit wp.missouristate.edu/welding to apply now.
The Ozark Self-Care team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozark Self-Care has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkselfcare.com.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
Ace Evans at the free throw line for the Grizzlies. Ace makes the first free throw. He'll get one more try, and he has 4 points today. Grizzlies down by 13, 62-49, with 5:57 to go in the ball game. This is a much lower scoring game than the one on Monday night. Here's the next try, and it's rounded out, rebounded by Corey Buehler for Butler up the right sideline. Tim Walker with it, picked up by Josiah Green. Curls over to his left. Free throw line, wrap around, posting Jerome. Drop step inside, up and around, and good. 6'8 over 6'6. AJ Jerome now has 6. Josiah front court, Malachi Lindsay. 64-49. We need to dig our heels in here. Try to hang close as we can until we can get something going. Here's Ace with a three on the right wing. No good. Rebounded by Jerome. And here they come on the fly. Three on three up the left side. They'll go baseline. Walker cut off. Blocking foul on Ace Evans. Stops the clock at 15-17. And back in the ballgame, Javen Barbie. Josiah Green will come out. So on the inbound play, underneath, they look back door, nothing open, lob it out front now. Lob to the low block. Jerome posting, banging, turning, shooting, no good, travel with the basketball. It had to be something. Full court pressure, Damani Barley. And to Javen Barbie. Lost the basketball out of bounds. Last touch by Walker. It'll stay with the Grizzlies in the backcourt. We've just got to develop better habits trying to handle the press. You can't run away from the ball. You've got to come to the basketball. Here's the lob cross court. Malachi has it. He stops, cross-court pass now in the front court. Javen Barbie all the way in the hole. Goes up, wraparound shot, up, no good. And a charge is called. As Jerome set up and took the charge, Javen got halfway around him. But the charge was called on Javen Barbie. Up the left sideline in the front court for Tristan Hankins. He goes to the free throw line, gets in the paint, no look pass inside. It's out of bounds by the Grizzlies. About media timeout. We're close to it anyway. Alonzo Easterling back in for Jalen Heisen. We need to get on about a 7 or 8 point run here and tighten this thing back up again. Going to start at this end. Here's the inbound play. In the corner, Hankins passed his shot to the corner. His shot is up and good for three. Tristan Hankins. 67-49. Damani Barley, front court. He backs down on the baseline. Up to the point, Alonzo has it. He simply dribbles over, looks back door, nobody open, gets it over to Damani. 7 on the shot clock. Damani Barley dribbles down. Baseline turns, feeds it across, Ace. Up and under, got fouled on the shot, he'll shoot two. And Corey Buehler will pick up the foul. Second foul on Corey Buehler, and the free throw shooter again, Ace Evans. For MSU West Plains. He is 2 out of 4 tonight. And we need every point we can get. Down by 18. Free throw good. Damani Barley with Malachi Lindsay, Alonzo Easterling, Javen Barbie, and the shooter, Ace Evans. Good again. Ace has 6 points, only one field goal, 67-51. Down the key, here's Hankins, cut off. Back out, it goes, now cut down the lane, layup is up and good, lay in is good, about 8 feet away by Amari Jones, who's got 4. Full court pressure, Damani Barley over Malachi. 13:50 to play. Malachi on the dribble. Triple team now gets loose. Inside, wide open. Two-handed dunk by Alonzo Easterling. That finally opened up. 69-53 in the lane. Jerome puts it up, no good. Guys on board, puts it up and good. They just hammer us on the glass. Pierre Jerome now with 8 points. 51-53. Long up ahead. Here's Ace all the way. Lays it up and good. Ace Evans attacked the basket. From the right wing, 71-55. Still a lot of time left, 13 minutes. Long three right wing, no good. And ball is going to be volleyed and lost out of bounds. Last touch by the Grizzlies. John Glass will check in for Ace Evans. Josiah Kirkwood throws it in underneath for Butler, up 71-55. Wild pass out front. Brown in the lane, leans in, shoots. Late whistle, that's just a horrid, horrid call. Brown pump fake to get the defender up in the air and jump into him and drew the contact. And after we had the rebound or had the loose ball, the whistle blew. Fans watching games are not going to take to that as they see more of it. Free throw is good by Xavier Brown. 72-55. 12:58 to play. Next try, good. Here's Sean Glass up to 4-2 on one. Barbie wraparound pass, here it was. He threw it. He tried to bounce it to Alonzo getting to the basket. That's not what you do. In that case, you throw the ball up to the rim and let Alonzo catch it and dunk it. 15 turnovers on the Grizzlies today. Kirkwood out to Jace Combs. Goes to his right, spins back the other way, bounce past baseline. Jerome open, shot air ball. And now up the floor. And now foul in the backcourt. You've got someone reaching and grabbing and slapping on you all the way up the floor. You just gotta play through it. Foul call, ball on the reach end on that play on Jace Combs, his second. In the backcourt, Malachi Lindsay. 73-55. Malachi over the top. To the right corner. Baseline move. Javen hang, shoots. Got fouled. Gonna shoot two. And Josiah Kirkwood will pick up his second foul. They got a bunch of guys with two, but no one in real foul trouble. Grizzlies have Alonzo Easterling and Javen Barbie each with two fouls. And so that's the extent of their foul problems. Javen Barbie from Tacoma, Washington. Free throw, good. Javen can play guard. He can play forward. Next try, good. 73-57. Got to get stops. You got to get stops. And that's hard. The way these guys score. Baseline, here's Kirk. The drive across and a right hand scoop, no good. Off the miss that time by Kirkwood, rebounded by the Grizzlies. Damani Barley now has it. He gets it front court now. Josiah Green. I thought he was checking in, evidently not. Now at the point, Sean Glass. Sean hesitates, drives in. Baseline jumper is no good. And the ball comes off to Xavier Brown. Step through drive, off the glass, high with the right hand, and good. Getting by the defender, Barney Jones with six. Eleven and a half to go, and 10 seconds. Well, he was just giving ground, and we just didn't get the ball over the timeline. Sort of epitomizes the way the second half has gone, for sure. 11:23 to play with the score. Butler 75, MSU West Plains 57. Back in a minute on KDY.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Fall is here, and at Don's Auto Service, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the door. Don's Auto Service makes sure their expert staff gets you the best and most qualified information on your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered and are ready to get your vehicle ready for the upcoming winter months.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Today's hot new country, 102.5. KKDY is KKDY-FM, West Plains, Missouri.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Offense loses the ball on a shot block. Alonzo Easterling got that one. And it'll go back to the Grizzlies, down by 18 points. We've been outscored 32-19 here in the second half. And still, 11 minutes to go. Here's a ball out of bounds, knocked away by Xavier Brown in front of the Grizzly bench to our right. Dr. Larry Abraham Court. And here's the ball knocked away, a horrible pass to the backcourt. Cotton shot for a three, no good. And the rebound, Kirkwood. They just have way more energy than us. Here's the next shot for a three, no good. Knocked away in the backcourt from Josiah Green, and a foul will be called on Jace Combs. That'll be his third foul for Butler. We had pretty good effort in the first half. Second half has not been very good. And Butler's effort has sort of made glaring how our effort has not been good. Free throw by Josiah, no good. Rebound two. Amari Jones, now in the front court. Here they come back the other way. Bounce pass underneath. Brown circles out. A clean catch for Jace Combs for a three. No good. Short rebound comes off Ace Evans. Long up the floor. Sean Glass steps through. Teardrop jumper, no good. Caught for the rebound. Picked up by Nying. Here they go back the other way. Two on two. Kirkwood, 12-footer. A little floater shot in air ball. Picked up though by Brown. Now on the wing. Catch and shoot for Amari Jones. No good. He followed his rebound. Missed it. Picked up by Nying. They get another crack at it. Try another three in the left corner. There it is by Combs, around and out. And the rebound to the Grizzlies. We're down by 18, and here's a shot from the left side. Tyrell, that's off the back iron. No good. And the ball comes off to Jones for Butler, right to left. In the lane. Xavier Brown gets it inside. The shot by Jones, no good. Lost out of bounds. It'll be Butler basketball with 9:46 to play. And now five new players will come in for Butler. It should be pointed out that they have not shot the ball real well. Here's a shot for three in the corner, no good. And a foul on Tyrell, shooting or fouling the three-point shooter. Avon Riley, who had a pretty good game on Monday, will go to the free throw line. He made five threes in that game. for 15 points. First free throw here is good. Next try is good. I'm more interested. Here's the next try. No good. Rebound. Alonzo has it. Grizzlies come back with it. Sean Glass, front court. Lob up the head. High pass out by Josiah. Whistle and a foul on the play. Does the basket count? Probably not. Pushing foul. And Butler is in the bonus anyway, so. Malachi Lindsey and Sean Glass comes out. First foul of the ball game called on Tristan Hankins for Butler. Free throw by Josiah Green is good. This will be the 10th free throw on the day for Josiah Green, who has struggled at the line today. 4 out of 9. This one is good. Right side front court. Butler with it. In the right corner. Kerr cutting down the lane. Hankins high off the board. Good. Foul the play and the basket count. Foul on Malachi Lindsey. Number 2 on him. And the free throw by Hankins is good. Tristan Hankins off the bench. 3 points in the first half. 13 in the second half. All the way the other way. Here's a drive. No good by Josiah Green again. And again a foul called on Avon Riley, his second. 80-59. Josiah Green with another free throw try. No good. I've been here one time before, here at the power plant. So that was about 10 years ago. Here's the next free throw. Good. Josiah Green makes it a 20-point game. 80-60. Over on the left side. Bounce pass over to Mueller at the right point. Catch and shoot for a three is no good. Long rebound, and they get another 50-50 ball. That's just not hustling. Shot in the corner, no good. Rebound, Alonzo Easterly. Pass across, horrible pass, and it's tipped away, and now Butler will throw the ball away. So team straight turnovers. These long cross-court passes, diagonal passes, where the player does not come back to the basketball have been the greatest reason for a bunch of these turnovers. And there's another one up ahead, but it's caught by Malachi, bounced it ahead. Alonzo goes up and scores. Alonzo had 2 in the first half, but he has 8 in the second half. 80-62. Try to cut it to 10. You gotta get some stops. That's what it all comes down to. Ball knocked way out front by Blaine Harris. Circling over. Mueller with a catch. Pass underneath. Great feed. Lay-in is up and good. Wide open, Odie Williams. On the back of the zone. Josiah Green in the backcourt. Now up front. Hands the ball off. Malachi curls over the top all the way down the lane. Puts up a spinner. No good. And he got fouled. And he'll shoot 2. Odie Williams, 3rd foul. And the shooter will be Malachi Lindsey. We stopped on the way up here yesterday. We were at a gas station. I was walking along and came across Malachi. Free throw is good by Malachi Lindsey. Got up against Malachi. I think it's listed 6'3", but you know, when you watch the games from a little higher vantage point, you're not around him that much. You don't realize just how big he is. He makes the first, makes the second. pitch. 82-64, just under 8 minutes to play. Hankins out on the right side. At the free throw line, turnaround shot, good, from 16 feet. Knocked in by Devin Kerr, his third field goal. He has six. 84-64, Josiah Green. Up ahead, Damani Barley. Middle of the court, on the run. Here's Damani over on the left side. Blaine Harris got a three, look, no good. Rebound, Alonzo has it in the paint. Goes up with the right hand, back iron will fall. Tie up for the rebound, and we'll get a jump ball call. Don't know whose ball it is. I'm looking for the arrow, and I don't see it. All right, we'll figure it out after the timeout. Media timeout, 7:23 to play for the score. Butler, 84. MSU West Plains, 64. Back in a minute on KDY.
Why wait years to start a career when you can get job ready fast? The Terry L. Bow Pace Advanced Welding and Fabrication Technology Program at Missouri State University West Plains puts you on the fast track to a high demand, high paying career. Get trained, get certified, get to work. But spots are limited and filling fast. Call 417-255-7788 or visit wp.missouristate.edu/welding to apply now.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's time for Steel Deals and Big Savings. Get a Steel MS-250 chainsaw, now only $379.99, a savings of $50. Take charge of leaves and debris and save $20 on a Steel BG-56C blower, now only $219.99. All this and much more going on now with our Steel Deals promotion at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
At the power plant in El Dorado, Kansas, the Grizzlies with the basketball, 7:15 to go. Double team ball out of bounds by such by Butler. '84-64, Grizzly ball on the side. Goose Blobenfelt will throw it in. Lob pass in, bad pass. Stole it. Pass up ahead to Kerr. He chased it down, saved it back, and now they kick it back to the left side. Lob over the top, on the right wing, to the right corner, Mueller. Kerr at the right elbow, had it slapped away. Loose ball picked up by the Grizzlies. Damani Barley spins to the basket, goes up. Left-hand layup, no good. Rebound, though, Blaine Harris has it. And Blaine had it just stripped away. Just take it away from him. Just reached in, jerked it away. Now on the right wing, here's a three. At the other end, good. Odie Williams. 87-64. Malachi gets it over the timeline with a second and a half to spare. Down the front court. Looks for a shot, can't find one. Out to Damani Barley. Monty down the key, puts up a right-hand runner. Well, no good. Rebound picked up by Malachi. Goes up, got fouled on the shot, and shoots two. 6-12 to play. Butler, 87. MSU West Plains, 64. Second foul call on Tim Walker. I had no illusions when we were coming up here that we would have, would be in the same position that we were Monday night with a chance to win this game playing here. Free throw good by Malachi. So my concern wasn't necessarily winning or losing the game. This would be a oil drum full of gravy if you did. But we're interested to see if we competed from start to finish. That free throw is good. I think we've competed fairly well. But we have not competed like we did in the second half Monday. Down the lane. Now out front, Kerr curls over to the right corner. Jerome in the lane, hook pass across, loose ball, picked up. Now it's loose, fumbled out of bounds. It'll be Butler basketball. A.J. Pierre Jerome is a big lad. 6'9", he's listed 210, he looks bigger than that. Here's the inbound play. To the low block, Kerr posted up inside, right-hand turn, no good. People over the back, left and right, ball comes out, picked up inside, Durant goes up, and he'll get fouled on the shot and shoot too. There's a case in point where just being smaller overall was so glaring. As that ball came off, there were two white shirts jumping over the backs of three blue shirts, and the white shirts came away with the ball. First foul on Jalen Heisen for the Grizzlies. The free throw shooter is A.J. Pierre-Jerome. First free throw is good. Jalen comes out, and back in is Alonzo Easterling for the Grizzlies. 88-66. Pierre-Jerome with the right hand again. Good. Fairly skilled, 6'9" kid. He's got 9 points. 89-66. Devontae Barley, 5:40 to play. Out to the point, John Glass. Walked with the ball, got away with it. Left elbow, follow away, jump shot, good. John Glass. 8 points. Left side, ball fake. Walker, he'll launch a three. That's no good. Rebound to Devontae Barley. Nearly carried the basketball after he got the rebound. Here comes Damani on the drive. Behind the back move, takes it all the way to the hole, goes up, lays it up with the left hand, and good. As good as anybody you'll see in the open court. Getting to the rim, Damani Barley makes it 89-70. Grizzlies back to the zone. Right point. Three ball is launched and good. Tristan Hankins. Hankins has made 3 threes in the half and 4 for the game. Now 3-point shooting, non-existent here in the second half. Barley drives in, slips away, trapped away. Hankins knocks it away to Walker. All the way up, feet across, layup is up and in on the left wing. Devin Kerr getting to the basket. 94-70. Sean Glass knocked away, gets it back. Spins to the middle, right-hand scoop shot off the rim. No good. Can't make a shot. Front court, right wing. Out front, deflected, nearly stolen, and we get a late whistle on the play. Foul on Butler. Odie Williams going for the loose ball. His fourth. So we'll have two shots, double bonus, 94-70. Butler's going to hit 100 points again. We're not going to quite get there. 4:08 to go. Free throw, no good. And we'll get the Grizzlies subbing out here. Tyrell Smith, Javen Barbie, Josiah Green, and it looks like Javen, he's going to come in anyway. Next try for Sean Glass, good. Four minutes, even to play. 94-71, right wing, lob pass to the corner. Catch and shoot for a two, no good. Tyrell Smith has the rebound. Sean Glass at the elbow. Kick it out to the right point. Lob down low. Double team on Easterling. Skip pass out now to the point. Tyrell at fake step over. He'll shoot the three. Force it good. Tyrell Smith second field goal. 94-74. Left corner. Whistle. And now ball bounced out of bounds on a pass up the sideline by Butler. Will get a timeout called, media timeout. 3.5 to go in the ball game with the score. Butler 94, the Grizzlies 74. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm your kid's old Jean. I've been in the drawer for a while and really missed the playground. You should swing by Goodwill and drop me off. Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. Plus, I can get back into the game. Donate today. Tag, you're it!
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
At the end of the game, we choose our Don's Auto Service Grizzly Player of the Game, brought to you by Don's Auto Service. Winner's coming. Get ready for it. You can do that with the help of Don's Auto Service. Cy Green takes the ball in the lane, goes up with a shot. Good. Foul in the play. That ball will not count, though. The foul will go against Butler. J.D. Thomas in the ballgame for the first time today. Josiah Green, back to the free throw line. He's been there a lot today. First try, no good. The second to follow. And good. Josiah has 16 points. Kirkwood now for Butler. To the right corner. Jones, back outside. Kirkwood, left point. Here's a drive down the key. Left hand high off the glass, no good. Rebound putback blocked by Easterling. Pump fake goes up, got it blocked again. Now back outside. Five on the shot clock. Combs, three ball, no good. Long rebound taken by Javen Barbie. Barbie down the key all the way. Goes up with a delay and is good. Javen Barbie. 94-77. 2:20 to play. Butler's going to get that record up now to 4-2. Baseline fall away shot. Side iron, no good. Tyrell Smith with it. Down to Zaya. Down the lane all the way in. Goes up with the shot. No good. He'll get to the free throw line yet again. These will be the 14th and 15th free throws shot by Josiah Green today for the Grizzlies. First attempt, no good. Fourteen attempts for Josiah today. Make this the 15th and it's no good. 7 out of 15 from the line for Josiah today. Out of bounds at the other end with 2:02 to play, 94-77. Kirkwood against the Grizzlies zone. A7's back to the ball game now. High post, back it goes. Brown launches that long three, and it's good. Xavier Brown, his first three today, which is odd. He can usually pile them up. 97-77. Barbie to the right corner. Tyrell's got an open look for a three. That's an air ball. Picked up on the other side by Alonzo. He goes up. He missed it. And a foul will be called inside on Butler. With 1:28 to play, we'll be joined here when it's all done by Jared Fay, the head coach of the Grizzlies. Alonzo Easterling. Free throw, no good. We were 5 out of 11 in the first half. We have shot 28 free throws here in the second half. I didn't think it was possible we'd shoot 43 like we did Monday night, but we're going to be very close to it. Next free throw try is good. So we've had, 38 attempts, I think, on the game. On the right side, Round to the corner. Pass inside. Here's Kerr with a shot off the back iron. Good. Kerr from 10 feet away. Devin Kerr has 10. Down the front court. Devontae Barley with 1 minute to play. Backs his man down. Backdoor pass. Good feed. David Barbie goes up and lays it in. David Barbie with 6. 99-80. Right corner. Here's a 3 around and out. No good. David Barbie with a rebound for the Grizzlies. Long up the right side. Good catch. Body behind the back. Goes up with the shot. No good. Tip out to the corner. Barbie saved it. Got it inside. Devontae has it. No look pass into Heisen. He'll move it back outside. Take saves to the point. Damani's got the 3 ball. Launched. No good. Rebound. Jerome has it. And Butler with the ball. And they don't have to shoot it. And they won't. Butler wins it 99-80. Here at the plant at Butler Community College in El Dorado, Kansas. And we'll come back with our post game with Jared Fay. We'll do that in 90 seconds on Hunt Country KUI.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
The cooler weather has the deer moving and Hirsch has what you need for a great hunting season. Hi, this is Lane. Stop in today and get mineral blocks and attractants to help make the whitetails around your property healthy and happy. Top name brand deer stands to put you in the perfect spot for the perfect shot. Maybe you need a new knife for when you bring down that trophy buck. And for those who process the harvest, Hirsch has meat grinders, jerky, and sausage seasoning kits. All that and more to get you ready for hunting season.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
We come back here with the final score, 99-80 at the power plant in El Dorado, Kansas. To my left, Jared Fay, head coach of the Grizzlies, and the Grizzlies split with the Grizzlies this week. I made a list of three things when the game started, Jared, that I wanted to see. Number one, where we're going to be ready to play. And I think we were ready to play today.
Yeah, I agree.
Came out pretty well. Number two was get back on defense, pick up their shooters. They didn't kill us from the 3-point line, really, in the especially the first half, and get the ball to the rim and get to the free throw line. We shot 38 free throws today. So we did a lot of decent stuff, but where did it fall through the cracks?
It was defensively in the second half, getting beat off the dribble. I thought we did a pretty good job getting back. We got some guys that are better defenders than what they were guarding tonight. We've seen that. I don't know how much our guys are tired right now, and this has been a grueling stretch of a lot of bus trips and things to factor in. But we've got to improve and get better defensively, no question.
And the effort thing too.
Yeah.
You just got to get. It's not enough to have like two or three guys out there at one time that are really busting it. Because if you only have that many, then they're going to find the weak link somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's getting guys to be focused on the right things. Maybe you're not hitting shots. It's not your night offensively. But defensively, then you got to guard. You got to rebound. You got to do those things. Another positive tonight, I think, that we just kind of keep seeing Desai Green get better and better. And he's one guy who's out there a lot because defensively he's always given that max effort. And you're right, we need five guys that have that effort. And we'll get there.
25 out of 40 from the free throw line. If you told me before the game we would shoot 40 free throws, I would say, hey, we're going to have a shot here today, but we didn't quite hit the percentage we did the other night.
No, we didn't. Again, I don't know how much tired legs, and, you know, this isn't just a road game. This is a a team we just beat on Monday in a barn burner, and the way they play, the style of play, you have to play really hard. They play a lot of guys, and trying to manage that. But I'm looking forward to taking tomorrow off, getting some rest, and we need 4 days of practice that we have this week that we haven't been able to have in this stretch, and learn from things. You got a lot of film to watch and a lot of things to get better at.
Don't play again until next Friday against the Mission JV, and then we'll play National Park College, and we've seen enough of them for the last few years.
Yeah, very good. Very
next
good.
Saturday night. So two more games at home next weekend. People need to come out.
Yep, for sure.
All right, thanks, Coach. All right, so the Grizzlies today, fall to the Grizzlies from Butler 99-80. Our Don's Auto Service Grizzly player of the game, as alluded to by Coach Fay, was Desiah Green, the freshman from Springfield Parkview, finished today with 16 points. Free throw shooting was an issue today for the Grizzlies. We're 25 out of 40. And we were, let's see, how much shorter from the other night, point-wise. We scored 36 from the line there. So we're 11 short. Still at that, you're still, there's still an 8-point difference. And Butler Community College, they could score the basketball. They're really, really good at it. And they win it today. The halftime score was 43-38, scoring for the Grizzlies with Desiah with 16 points. We had 11 points from Alonzo Easterling and Malachi Lindsay, 9 points from Sean Glass, 8-point day for Ace Evans, 7 points for Damani Barley, 6 points for Javen Barbie, 5 points for Tyrell Smith, 4 points for Jalen Heisen, and 3 for Goose Blobenfeld. Grizzlies trailed at the half by 5, and they lose by 19, 99-80. Next game against Mission JV at the Civic Center on Friday night, and then National Park College. 2 years ago, they were the Division II national champions, and they're real good again. So come on out and see some Grizzly basketball next weekend. Till then, for Dylan, I'm Harlan, and we're here at the home of the Grizzlies, Kansas style, the power plant. Everything's purple in here. But it's been a fun trip, and look forward to basketball next Friday. And for Dylan Groves, Harlan Hutchinson saying so long from El Dorado, Kansas.
Grizzly Sports has been brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. This transmission of Grizzly Sports is a production of Ozark Radio Sports and a division of the Ozark Marketing Company.